And welcome back to The Harris Happening. Bob Harris here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Valentine's Day, we got some sad news in the rock and roll world. For those of you that love those power hits from the 70s and 80s, Doug Feiger passed away at the age of 57. Doug Feiger was the lead singer, songwriter for the group The Knack. And you might remember that back in 1979, they had the biggest hit of the year. It was called My Sharona. Now, I remember one of my first jobs I was working, I was there when the mail came in. And there was this 45 record from the record company that came in. I opened it up, pulled out the record, and here on the sleeve of the 45, it was The Knack and My Sharona. And these four guys staring right at you in their white shirts and black ties. Photograph was black and white. Stuck it on the turntable and was absolutely blown away, as was everybody back in 1979, and still to this day for this matter. The song was called My Sharona, and joining us right now is Sharona. Sharona Alperin, the song by who they wrote this song about, and she joins us right now. Sharona, thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO, and how did you first meet Doug?
He was introduced to me by his girlfriend at the time. They were together for about 9 years, and she introduced us. And soon after, he told me that I was the love of his life, that I was his soulmate, that we were meant to be together. He broke up that relationship. I happened to have been in love at 16 years old with my boyfriend at that time. So it took about a year of Doug pursuing me. I finally broke up with my boyfriend, and we went around the world for 4 years together.
Wow. Now, how old were you then when the song My Sharona came out?
About 17.
About 17. Okay. Very, very young. Okay. Was it surprising to you when you heard that? Well, first of all, your reaction when you first heard the song, and then your reaction to when the reaction of the world when they heard it.
When I first heard the song, I was on lunch break. I ran to SIR Studios, which I did occasionally during my lunch break, to just hear my friends, The Knack, rehearse. And I remember them looking at each other and saying, should we play it? Should we play it for her? Yeah, let's play it. And I sat down, and before you knew it, cut to, I'm driving in my car back to my work thinking, did I just hear a song with my name in it? Wasn't that my name in that song? And lo and behold, 30 years later, the song has never gone a day without being played on the radio.
Doug kept in the music business his entire life, right? I mean, he stuck with it, right?
Never left.
Because I saw him on a TV show, well, it must have been about 2004, 2005, when The Knack came out and did My Sharona. And then they came out and did another song by Jet, I think is, I can't remember the exact name of it right now. But they had it still. I mean, they were absolutely fantastic.
They were a really, really tight band. They were actually great musicians, they did have it, and they could almost cover any song, and they played large. They were, even their album, Get the Knack, the first album, was recorded for $18,000. It might have been entirely recorded in, let's say, 3 or 4 takes. They were just a tight band, and they were a great band.
This is Sharona Alperin, My Sharona of The Knack of recording fame or the recording song. How close did you, and I know Doug married a few years, probably 10, 12 years ago. Did you guys stay in touch with each other?
We did. We always stayed in touch. We could always rely on each other. I always considered him a close friend. And, of course, you know, we served, you know, he was monumental in my life. We impacted each other's lives forever. And you know, I was with him this past weekend, the weekend that he died.
Were there a lot of his friends around?
There were. He was surrounded by a good group of people this weekend, a lot of close friends and some of his absolute idols. I mean, it was just amazing to see people that he, you know, rock and roll worshipped, you know, whispering in his ear, you know, Dougie, you know how much I love you. And, you know, it was just amazing what he accomplished.
It was cancer, correct? I mean, I know he had lung cancer. And did he have a brain operation too?
He did. Often I understand lung cancer spreads to the brain, and unfortunately that was what happened with Doug.
I got to back up a little bit. When that song first came out, they said, ladies and gentlemen, this is your next Beatles. How did the Knack react to that when they heard that?
Well, they were just, people had assumed, you know, that they were, you know, like doing a parody of the Beatles. But the truth is that I guess they couldn't have been complimented any, you know, that's about the highest compliment you can receive in rock and roll.
Mm. Doug Feiger has passed away at the age of 57. And if you recognize that name, by the way, it is his brother announced it, the passing, made it official. Jeffrey Feiger, of course, the famed attorney that maybe many people associate with Dr. Jack Kevorkian. Is the funeral is planned or has it happened? Or when will it happen?
There's going to be a small gathering this week, and then there's going to be a memorial held probably in a month.
Okay. And I have to ask, because I'm sure a lot of people are curious, what does My Sharona do?
Oh, thank you. I've been selling real estate in Los Angeles for the past 20-something years. It's basically been my first career from those days. And I live and breathe real estate. My logo is LA Woman Sells LA Real Estate. And I sell real estate to, you know, everybody from assistants to, fortunately, I was able to tap into the entertainment industry. And that is a majority of my clientele.
And by the way, it's a rather unique web address you have.
MySharona.com.
Well, it's fun to put a smile, even though on sad times like this. Sharona Alperin, thank you so much for sharing some of your thoughts and memories of Doug. He will be missed. It was a great band, and like I say, I still remember that day when I opened up that 45 and I put it on. It was just absolutely blown away. Thank you so much for joining us here. I know you're very busy. Thank you for joining us here on KFGO.
Thank you, Bob Harris. You take care, and thanks for keeping rock and roll and the song alive.